Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
Hey, I'm going to be reading from the Bible. 2 Kings chapter 2 is our main text today. 2 Kings chapter 2, and it's a story of when Elijah was leaving and Elijah was then going to go forward in life. And my whole thesis today is there's an Elijah double portion anointing on the C3 movement in San Diego. And there's always a purpose. You know, God never sends the anointing to someone who doesn't have a purpose to use it, or it's not awakened. So there's a very purposeful anointing on C3 because you've attached yourself as a movement to the heart of God, which is to transform cities, which is to bring God's kingdom to the world. Hey, you guys are awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Is one of these guys your husband? Next service. Okay. Lindsay was telling me that her husband played guitar. I was trying to guess which one there is, but I'm next service. Came to pass, verse 1 of chapter 2 of 2 Kings 2, came to pass when the Lord was about to take Elijah up, and so Elijah's about to, he's captured in really a whirlwind, a chariot of fire, that Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elijah, "Stay here, please, for the Lord sent me to Bethel." So I'm just going to kind of fast forward that part. So the old man knows his time is up. The young man knows his time is about to come. So transitions are so important that both generations get it. And that they sense the baton being passed. They sense what God is doing. And so the older prophet said to the younger prophet, "I'm going to keep moving. You don't have to keep moving with me, but I'm going to move." And the younger guy says, "No, if I don't move with you, I don't inherit what you leave behind." Right. See, we inherit what we honor. And the young prophet said, "I'm going to stay with you." And so he does these four things that I'm just going to fast forward them because I want to get into some other things. But there are four stops in this progression. They're at Gilgal, and Gilgal means rolling away. And it's a portrait to me of salvation when by the blood, like our communion today, our sister did a great job, when Jesus rolls our sins away. Anybody here, listen. You don't need another reason other than Jesus to be happy today, okay? So Jesus is enough. He's forgiven our sins. He's made heaven our home. He's filled us with his spirit. He's made us new. He's healed our bodies. And just everything. So they're at Gilgal, which means salvation. And I praise God for every church in the San Diego metropolitan area that's preaching the salvation messages of Christ. We're all the same family. There's only one church in San Diego. That's the Church of Jesus. That's every born-again person. Doesn't matter if they call themselves Lutheran or Assembly of God or C3. We're all in the same family, okay? So we all belong to it. So it's awesome. But we know by revelation and now by experience that there's more than salvation. The salvation's the most important thing. It's the cornerstone of everything. But there's more for you in Jesus than just being saved. And so he said to him, "I'm going from salvation to Bethel." And Bethel means house of God. To me, it's a portrait of the church. And so aren't you glad for the local church? And I praise God for every gospel, evangelical, Jesus-honoring, Bible-teaching church in the San Diego area. We're all on the same team, and they're all making a difference. They're all doing awesome things. Amen. Doesn't matter what they are. They're not our competition. They're not our enemy. We're on the same team playing for Jesus. So thank God. And thank God that you have, that the Lord showed you the revelation of the church. Listen, you never grow so spiritual, you no longer need the church. So we meet people, well, I don't need the church anymore. I got my own walk with God. No, it's not that you need the church, but maybe the church needs you. We're all connected. And as long as Christ hasn't come back, the church is God's number one plan to bring his kingdom to mankind. So the church is God's hope for the world, the local church. So praise God for the local church. But the local church is not the end, it's the means. Okay, so the local church isn't why Christ died. The local church is the platform, but the end is the kingdom. So they're at Bethel, and he says to them, I'm going to go past Bethel to Jericho. And you can stay here. You can be happy and content in the local church, make your friends grow in Christ, have Bible studies, develop a Christian community. Or you can move with me to Jericho. And Jericho means sweet place. And to me, it's a portrait of the Holy Spirit's gifts and graces. And so aren't you grateful that you found out that you can talk in tongues, that you can prophesy, that you can see miracles? You have a book of miracles here, that every gift of the Holy Spirit is for every person in the body of Christ. That's wonderful news. Praise God for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And because God's going to do miracles today, I saw someone being healed of some kind of injury. You're athletic, you have it, but you've had an injury both to your knee and to your foot. And it's really, it's not healing as fast or properly. And I just declare that God's healing you right now, and you're going to walk out of this place strong, okay? So praise God for all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but they didn't stop there. He said to him at Jericho, I'm going to Jordan. And you can stay here, Elijah, but I'm going to go to the next place. And so Jordan means crossing over. And to me, it's a portrait of the kingdom of God. The reason why I'm saved, the reason why I'm in the local church, the reason why I'm spirit-filled is so that I can bring God's kingdom to mankind. See, your job is not your destiny. It's the platform for your destiny. Your job is the means to bring the kingdom of God. So if you're a chiropractor, bring the kingdom of God to people. If you're a restaurant owner, you're everything, Pastor. Bring the kingdom of God to people. Amen? So the ultimate goal in everything, Christ talked about it nonstop, the kingdom of God. Pray this way, your kingdom come, Father, your will be done in earth as heaven. So God's will is to make earth look like heaven the best we can, to bring heaven to earth. So salvation brings me to heaven. The kingdom brings heaven to earth. And so at this crossing point, this Jordan, that's where we lose a lot of believers, that they're happy in their beautiful little churches, that their whole cities are on fire going to hell. They don't care because they have good church services. But the assignment of C3 isn't just to have good church services, it's to change the cities where you have churches, it's to transform the culture. So this is important, because if we don't attach to God's purpose, we forfeit God's provision and God's power. We don't get the full measure of what God would do because we're not attached to God's heart. But when we have God's heart, we see God's hand move. And God's heart is to transform. God wants San Diego to be what he created it to be. The devil didn't create the city, God did. And God has a redemptive purpose for this city. And that's for this city to look like Jesus, this city to manifest the graces of God. So they're walking and they come to Jordan, they cross the Jordan, and then it happens. The chariot comes. But just before that, the old man asked the young man, what do you want from me? Ask anything and I'll give it to you. And the young man said without pause, without hesitation, I know what I want. I want twice as much of what you have. Wow. And so There's something in the heart. Come on, all you young people. There's something in the heart of this generation that says, I want more of God than I've seen others have. So that hunger is deposited in you because God wants, it's an invitation to what God has for you in the next season, which is more. God has more for the church than what we settled for, but if we stay hungry, we're going to get it. Okay, if we stay hungry, I want more. And so before they finish that conversation, there goes Elijah. He's carried up in a chariot of fire, whirlwind of heaven. And when Elijah goes up, something unusual happens. His mantle, representing his anointing, comes down. So there goes the person. Here comes the mantle. And it's just this simple point. Anointings never leave the earth. God doesn't claim them back to heaven. He doesn't need them. They're here. The Holy Spirit's here on this planet to empower God's people to fulfill God's purpose, which is to bring God's kingdom to every nation, city, family, every region, every place. And so there are mantles. And what C3 has done in San Diego, it picked up a mantle from God. And there's a double portion. There's an Elijah anointing that Pastor Jurgen and Leanne to transform the culture. They have a double portion. And so everyone that's attached to C3 is going to be walking in this unusual double portion mantle. But it has a function. It has a purpose. It has a consequence. It has a design from God. And so so he picks up the mantle, and as soon as he did, he tore off his old clothes because he was no longer satisfied with where he's been. The awesome thing about having encounters with Christ is you don't have to live off of yesterday's meal when you get a brand new meal today, when you have something fresh from heaven. So the problem with religion, it serves spoiled leftovers and then wonders why people are sick all the time. Okay, he's had a fresh encounter, which meant he tore off his identity. He tore off his historical comfort and said, man, I want this new thing God's doing. I thank God for every one of you that has come to a new experience in Christ through the C3 movement. And maybe so many things are new to you, but ain't it good, okay? Ain't it good? So he picks up the new mantle. He walks back to the Jordan, and he touches the water, and the waters part. So his first miracle began where Elijah's last miracle ended. So his flooring was Elijah's ceiling. And that's what God's doing. We're going from glory to glory, higher realms, greater consequences, greater measures of authority. Now, that was my introduction. Here's my sermon. So what happened now in this story is that his first miracle, besides the water, the first consequential miracle, was the men of Jericho came to him. Let me get that to you in 2 Kings 2. And verse 19, the men of the city of Jericho said to Elijah, please notice the situation of this city is pleasant, as you can see, but the water is bad, the ground is barren. So it looks good, but it's not good because something is polluted in the streams of water. And so they represent this situation. And so if you follow in the Bible, the reason why Jericho is cursed is hundreds of years before, a prophet, a man of God named Joshua, cursed the city and said, no man rebuild you forever, and cursed be the person that does, and unleashed this curse against Jericho. An ancient curse stopped present blessing. So C3 is a curse-breaking ministry. And so Elijah, here's a couple of ideas. It's impossible to conquer strongholds in culture that we haven't first conquered in our character. And so there's an emphasis in the C3 movement for you to walk close to Christ, for you to find the joy of holiness and the happiness of holiness, and to find the transformation of renewed mind and a transformed life, that all the wonderful things that Christ does for us, because you can't change anything out there you haven't changed in here, okay? So the victories you win in your private life when no one's watching give you platforms of influence to win victories in your public life when everyone's watching. So the victories we win walking with God have consequence. So anyways, they tell him, here's the situation. It's bad. It's dire. And so Elijah said, bring me a new bowl and put some salt in it. Verse 20 of 2 Kings 2. So they did that. And then here's a really insightful verse. Then they went out and found the source of the water. So the spring where it came out from the mountain brook where it began. So they climb uphill. They find the beginning of the little brook. So the commonality was the water was poisoned. It killed their plants. It kept their women even possibly miscarrying. All kinds of consequence related to this polluted water. So they found the source of the water, and Elijah cast the salt in there and said, thus says the Lord, I've healed this water, and from it there shall be no more death or barrenness. The water remains healed to this day. So here's a couple of things. The ultimate purpose of healing is the restoration of purpose. So God healed the water to heal the city. So you have to get this. There's a woman in the Bible. She's Dr. Luke's mother-in-law. And she gets sick. She's an older woman. So she's in jeopardy. She has a high fever. She could pass away. Well, they call for Christ. Jesus prays for her. And she's immediately healed. She jumps to her feet, and the Bible says, and started serving. See, God saved you for a purpose. God heals you for a purpose. God blesses you for a purpose. God delivers you for a purpose, okay? Because blessed people bless people. Loved people love people, okay? Changed people change people. Healed people heal people. And so there's a purpose. And so there's the waters, God heals the waters to heal the city. And so C3, God's people walking with Christ are anointed to heal the polluted waters of our city. That means the spiritual influences that cause all kind of hardship and heartaches. We're anointed by God to heal the polluted waters of San Diego. So we're cursed. So it didn't matter. A great man of God cursed Jericho, but a new generation broke the curse. Okay? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's done what and people, because I travel all over the world, and every pastor, you know, often they'll tell me kind of the tragic story of their city, how difficult it is to reach people. And I'll say, stop it. You're a curse breaker, man. God sent you here not to tolerate what the devil's done, but to remove the curse and change the people, change the culture. You're a change agent from God. We have the authority to heal our city. So God has a redemptive purpose for San Diego. It's already one of the most beautiful cities in the world. So many things. But beneath all of the obvious physical traits and economic and social traits of your city is an embedded spiritual dynamic purpose that only a double portion Elijah anointed generation can awaken. And when that's awakened, it destroys curses. Now, God, I thank you that even in the Carlsbad, in the North Campus, that C3 is anointed to break curses. They're anointed to change. And just a couple more thoughts. And the last verse of Romans 12 says this, Romans 12, 21, don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. And the idea is this, whatever's happening in a wrong way, the way to change it is not just to rebuke it, but it's do the opposite. Okay? So whatever the devil's doing in the city, we want to do the opposite. That's how we affect change. That's how we see miracles. That's how God, and God's using you guys, man. You are God's Elijahs. You are God's change agents. You are God's sent ones. You are God's called ones. You are God's answer for the heartache of the city and the unfinished business that God has with the beautiful city of the beautiful region of San Diego. So how many of you, a lot of you have unusual kind of dynamics that brought you here. Well, how'd you end up here? Well, all these things. Well, God brought you here because God wants you here. And there's a purpose besides having a nice house and a nice job. God wants to change things. He wants to change things. And so he sends changed people to change people. He sends healed people to heal people. And the work you've been letting God do in you is affecting the whole city. as God's changing you, it's the influence of that is beginning to resound in the city, and it's going to continue for many years to come. And I just want to really encourage you that I feel this prophetic word that God's anointed the C3 movement to be a city-taking movement, and he's anointed you specifically to break ancient curses and hardships over cities because of the devil, because you're not just people that are saved. You're not just people that love the church. You're not just people that recognize the Holy Spirit, but you've moved to joy. And you've crossed over, and you believe in the kingdom of God, and are transmitting and communicating, and really representing God in a great way. So I just want to commend you guys. You guys are doing it in your new season, your new campus, man. All that means is more territory for North C3 to take for Jesus, more souls, more healings, more miracles, more everything for everybody. Amen. To tell your neighbor God has more, just tell them that. Yeah. I'm going to pray for some folks. And Pastor, is anybody you'd like me to pray for before I...
No pressure.
Yeah.
We all need it.
Just everybody here? Anybody here? Hey, did I pray for you guys before? You guys are together, so I want to pray for this awesome couple. I want to pray for that. Are you two a family too? Yeah, let me pray for you guys too. Lord, thank you for this awesome family. Thank you for what you're doing in their story. Thank you. No, sister, this is a beautiful image I had when we were talking. I saw the Lord. He reached into, it looked like a pile of burnt ash, and he pulled out this diamond, and he said, when life looked like it had burned down your future, your heart, and your being, God reached into the ashes and pulled out something beautiful. God's given you beauty for ashes. God's given you, if people knew your story, the heartache, the difficulty, the suffering, the betrayal, the transgressions of people that you should have been able to trust yourself with, all the things that went wrong, and now God says you're sparkling like a beautiful diamond, that you are proof of the transformational power of God's love and gospel. And God's anointed you to heal broken hearts. He's anointed you to heal broken lives and broken homes. And God's just really, really proud of you. And he celebrates you. Everyone has a story, but there's a special love in God's heart for you because of the how far you've come in your journey and what God's done for you. And here you were today. Just think about this. Think about 7 years ago or 10 years ago, and think about now. You're preaching the gospel to hundreds of people. Look what God's done. You're a trophy of grace and of God's goodness and love. And, you know, brother, the Lord's really proud of you. You really represent, people feel you are, excuse me for this language, you are a no BS guy. And young people, kids, whatever it is, people feel integrity from you. And God's just really proud of the things. It was like not one hurdle, but like four or five really difficult hurdles that almost crippled you at the beginning, especially in the from 13 to 15, crippling kind of events in your family that just kind of propelled you in a certain direction. And the Lord's just so proud of the way that you've let him bring you out of all those things. Just like your wife, you're a trophy of God's grace, his faithfulness, and his love. And the Lord just celebrates you. He celebrates you as a son of honor. And you're going to see so many miracles. You're going to raise up champions. You're going to be the player coach guy, the guy that's always in the game but helps others move up. And I did declare a supernatural. Are you guys still doing children's ministry? So I declare a supernatural revival at the children's ministry here at C3 North. That's some great things. I keep hearing music. That something musically is going to happen in the children here. It's going to be phenomenal. Creative things, skateboarding things, 1,000 things are going to happen. God's, it's going to be this, just like Disneyland for the kingdom here for kids, with all these beautiful things happening. And I heard the Lord say that he's going to help you in the new building. God's going to, people are going to step up to do some extra things for the children's room that's going to make it extra special. You're going to become the envy of all the C3 movements around here because of what God does in your life. And I felt like the Lord, you look healthy as an ox, but I declared supernatural health and strength into your body. for many, many, many years for all the things you're going to do. You're a champion for God in Christ's name. Lord, thank you for this awesome couple. Bless them. You got. That's okay. Yeah. Thank you, God, that the baby didn't come today so far. Canada's begun. Thank you, God, for your love for this family. We just bless them in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for the story, their journey, and for all you're doing. And, you know, the Lord's proud of you, sir. He's proud of the way, young man, that you've carried everything God's ever asked you to do, you've done. You accept roles. You accept assignments, even when you feel unqualified or they're personally challenging. And for some people, you know, there's some people just love to talk. There's some people, I'm jealous of Pastor Matt and people that just are outgoing extroverts, because I'm an introvert and I talk for a living. But God's overcome your nature by his anointing in your life. And you have, every time you say something, it's powerful, it's deep, it's meaningful, it's transformational. And God doesn't just call people because God's calling equips us to do what we're asked to do. And you're going to say things that heal a generation, and your stories in the ministry is just beginning. God has some great surprises for you and your wife in this season ahead. So God, thank you, Lord, for my dear sister. Thank you for her heart, her baby. We blessed mother and child and declare, God, a perfect labor and delivery, that life and destiny. Thank you, God, this child is emblematic of a breakthrough season in her life, her family, in both of their lives, God. Something beautiful and new and glorious is happening. And I saw this beautiful thing. I saw deep spirituality in your side of the family, sister. I saw people that were sensitive to spiritual things, but often were deceived into wrong beliefs. And I just declare that every false belief is broken, every wrong voice or wrong spirit is removed, and that you're the prophetic voice that's calling everyone into the prophetic calling of your whole family. You've claimed a lost inheritance of your family. And God, I just declare there's a special prophetic grace on your baby because of the breakthroughs you've had as a woman of God. So God bless this precious couple in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, got a. Hey, would you close your eyes for just a minute? And thank you for letting me talk to you today. It's just my honor, really, to be here. But a part of something that's very special to God. But if you're here today and you're visiting, or maybe you've been coming a while, if you've never received the greatest gift that any person can receive is new life through Jesus Christ, is to receive the forgiveness of sins. The Bible says God so passionately, unconditionally, eternally loved the world, that's us, that he gave us Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in Jesus would not perish but have everlasting life. If you've never received Jesus, or if you've been away from God, and today, and you're saying, Pastor, I'm ready to come back to God, we're going to pray a prayer for you. We've got a great team here. They're going to help you. They're going to give you a Bible, some other things. But if you say, man, Pastor, I'm ready to receive Jesus today. I want my sins forgiven, or I want to be right with God. Would you just wave your hand at me? We're going to pray for you and just thank God for your life and your story. Anybody at all in the room ready to come to Jesus or come back to Jesus? Okay, oh, thank you. Thank you, young man. Thank you. And Lord, I thank you that you're going to do awesome things in this young man's life. You brought him here by a divine appointment. Visit him, change his world, and show him how much you love him, I pray in Jesus' name. Hey, thank you, church, for letting me talk to you today. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.